Several months into this pandemic, it is natural to ask which countries are getting it right. Often mentioned on that list are South Korea, New Zealand, Taiwan, and Iceland. But there's another country with a larger population than all of those places combined, and it's reporting zero deaths. That country is Vietnam. The world's Patrick Nguyen is asking, why isn't it getting more credit?
From the start, Vietnam has taken the coronavirus very seriously. This is a public service announcement put out by the government. A message flashing on screen says, "The pandemic is threatening the human race. We have entered a war." It's pretty intense.
The government has framed the pandemic as an enemy.
That's Ba Lin Tran. He's a policy analyst in Ho Chi Minh City. Tran says Vietnam rolled out these battle metaphors early on. The deputy premier says everyone needs to take up the fight.
He publicly stated that everyone was a soldier. This is the exact wording from him.
If there's any country that can win a war despite terrifying odds, it's Vietnam. Just ask the French, the Japanese, America, and China. And now Vietnam is reporting zero COVID-19 deaths and fewer than 300 cases in a country with 95 million people. How are they pulling this off? I asked Tran, has the government's call to action really been that effective?
It's not entirely attributable to the government's call. We took the call and we took all the lockdown policies seriously. But then again, we also have this sense for the collective good.
Vietnam and the U.S. reported their first cases the same week, in late January. But while President Trump said it was no big deal, Vietnam's leaders went into action with quarantines, making people wear masks, and testing loads of people. So yes, Tran says, Vietnam was on point from the start.
It has been a quick government response thing, but it has also been a cultural thing.
You may recall this song. It went viral worldwide a few months ago. It's basically saying, in Vietnamese, the coronavirus can kill you, but in a really catchy way. The song is one of many ways that Vietnamese people have kept up this we're all in it together vibe. Tran says they didn't need some official to tell them this is scary. People remember SARS. They get it.
Instead of going out and protest about the right to go to barbershops and the right not to wear masks, which is, I mean, I have no idea, you know, why these people would do that. I mean, it is risky to themselves.
Tran says he's baffled by some of the scenes coming out of America right now, like this one from the Michigan Capitol building. Now, going to a protest with guns and screaming at police would not happen in Vietnam. It is an authoritarian country. Dissent is not tolerated. Which brings up a valid question. The zero death toll figure. Is it actually true? Well, Tran, he's just an independent analyst. And he says,
Only the very top officials in the government know that.
But so far, there's no evidence of hospitals or morgues being overwhelmed. WHO officials say the numbers look real, and a CDC official named John MacArthur said this in a recent conference call.
The communication I've had from my team in Vietnam is that they're working quite closely with the government of Vietnam. They believe that the Vietnamese government are doing a good job.
Doing a good job is one thing, but if there really are zero deaths, Vietnam may be the COVID-fighting champion of the world. The country is now reopening schools, reopening shops, and Tran says Ho Chi Minh City is starting to come back to life.
Today, waking up, it feels like the whole city woke up again. Okay, I can hear noises in front of my house again.
For the world, Patrick Nguyen in Bangkok.